Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Seeking
you and to do your will. We want to see souls saved in the name of Jesus. Bless us, oh Lord, and cause thy face to shine upon us. Help us, oh Lord, to do thy will, to run for our lives, to get in a hurry, oh Lord, to finish the work that you've given us to do. Help us to be ready, oh Lord, when you call our name, not having spot nor wrinkle. We pray that you move every way that is not like you, everything that is contrary to your will. Help us, oh Lord, to give ourselves to you. The more, help us to consecrate ourselves, to deny self, to fast and pray, seeking your face, oh Lord, drawing nigh unto you in the name of Jesus, that you may use us in your service. Bless, oh Lord, in a special way. Look upon all those that are on this broadcast. We pray that you will touch them tonight, that you will give strength to the weak, heal the sick, deliver the bound, say to the uttermost, forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. Move by your spirit. Take full control. We pray that you move down in the city of Baltimore. Touch right yes, now, God. Lord. Find the works of the devil and cast them out, oh Lord. Yes, have God. Your way, oh Lord. Find every evil work. Oh my God, I know you're able, Jesus. Deliver down there. Save somebody. Give somebody a mind to call on your name and to seek your face. Help somebody to turn from their way in the name of Jesus. Let the word of God go out down there in the name of Jesus. Touch, oh Lord. Bless, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, and we pray that you look on all those who are incarcerated, those who are institutionalized. Oh, my God, I pray that you touch and bless, go away for them, save and heal, forgive, oh, Lord. Have mercy today, oh, Lord. Send on help, oh, Lord. Make a way out of no way. Deliver, Lord. We know thou art a strong deliverer. You're able to do it. And we're looking to you and depending on you. We believe you today. And we take you at your word. And we thank you today for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you today, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you, oh Lord, for moving in our behalf. We yes, thank God. You because you're blessing us. We thank you because you're a way maker. Thank you today, Lord. Continue to bless us. Help us to be thankful unto you. Help us to lift up thy name and give thy name praise and glory and honor, which is due unto thy name.
Yes,
help us to lift you up in the eyes. You said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw men unto me. We believe your word. We're lifting you up. We're giving your name the praise. We are thankful unto you.
And thank you,
we believe
Lord.
You, oh Lord. Continue to have your way. Continue to bless this broadcast. Look on Evangelist Amin and Evangelist Khadija. Continue to bless them, oh Lord. Lead and guide them. And let them go the way that you would have them go to go. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We thank you in advance, and we give praise to your name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
hallelujah.
You,
that's thank the you. Name of Jesus. Thank you right now, Lord.
You,
I believe
God.
You, oh Lord, in thank the name you. Of Jesus. Oh, my God, continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell Edmond. And good evening and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your day with us. Pastor Hameen is the Watchfare Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 11th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That is the 11th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And I am reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "In the Lord I put my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily, shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright." And thank God for the reading of his word, the 11th number of Psalm, the first throughout the seventh verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, Title I School. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can address it to P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, if you're a clergy, you're feeling a little bold, you want to have remarks after the word, or you have a song you'd like to sing, a testimony you'd like to tell, a scripture you'd like to share, or an encouraging word you'd like to give, feel free to give us a call at 978-990-5270, and that access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybelle Edmond closes the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. And that access code is 584-7681. And right now, there is the oldie but goodie portion of the broadcast happening right now. And if you want to hear some good old-fashioned preaching, tune in Tuesday and Sundays at 7 o'clock p.m. and at the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, host Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey. There's also 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays there at the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. Also on second and third Wednesdays of the month at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There is Hope Ministry. Dial-in number is 551-258-5271. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Kristen Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Simple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. Where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Minister Emmanuel Hoeks teams up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We do want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for the bereaved Harris family, her sister Maria McBride, and the bereaved McBride family. She lost her son, Andre Weber, Sister Doreen's brother, Alfonso Moore, Erica Hameen, the bereaved Edmond family, the bereaved Ingram family, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Elderberry Johnson, Sister Desi Johnson, that's Elderberry's wife, Missionary Desi Johnson, LaVon Wilkins Jr., Missionary Lisa Johnson, John Henry, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, Deacon and Missionary Gatewood's son, Steve Hayes, David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Jeff and Jen Granitz, Dee Dee Johansson, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Olame and Wayne, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the Bereaved Spriggs family, the Bereaved Allen family, Stephen and Terrell Allen, all of the Bereaved families, Todd Johnson, Titus Edmond Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Manthey, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And if I didn't mention your name or your family's name, I have not taken those names off of our prayer list. We are yet praying. And if you know of anyone who needs prayer or if you want prayer, you can definitely give us a call again and give us your name or someone else's name. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. We're going to turn the portion of this broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Reading of the scriptures for the opening prayer and for the announcement, all those who are on the prayer list, we want you to be encouraged and continue to look to the Lord, for he is our help. And he said he would preserve our going out and our coming in. Thank God for that beautiful passage of scripture that was read from the 11th number of Psalms. And the psalmist David was saying, in the Lord put I my trust. I don't know about you, but that's who I put my trust in, the Lord, because he's able to stop the enemy in his tracks. He's able to save, to heal, to forgive sins, and to make a way out of no way. That's why I put my trust in the Lord. And I encourage you tonight to put your trust in the Lord. Hear the word of God and take it in, that your soul lead thereby. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. If you just accept the word, God will do for you also what he has done for others. He can do it. He has the power. And all power is in his hand. So continue to trust in the Lord and look to the Lord. And now at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple. God bless you then.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for this opportunity. Thank the Lord for blessing us to be here one more time. Amen. I just give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. And thank God for all of you who have tuned in on this evening. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for the prayer and the opening scripture and also those encouraging words coming through Evangelist May. So without further ado, let us prepare now to go to the word of God. Let us put our minds on the Lord for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for how good you've been to us and how you've blessed us. Now, Lord, we ask that you will speak to our hearts, that you will minister to our souls. Oh, God, look upon us right now. We wait patiently, oh, God, to hear from you. And we ask that you will move by your power in the name of Jesus. Have your way. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord. At this time, I ask you to pray with me for just a little while we go to the scriptures. I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible, starting with the book of Leviticus in the Old Testament, the 11th chapter, verses 43 through 45. And we're going over to 1 Peter 1, verses 15 and 16, and also Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 3, praise the Lord. Starting with Leviticus, the 11th chapter, the Bible reads at verse 43, "You shall not make yourselves abominable with any creeping thing that creepeth, neither shall you make yourselves unclean with them, that you should be defiled by them." Verse 44, "For I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall ye defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. For I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1, verse 15 reads, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Romans 12th chapter, verses 1 through 3. Excuse me. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. Praise God. And tonight, the title of the message is God Requires Holiness. And the theme is Be Ye Transformed. Praise the Lord. God is a holy God, and he sent these words to his people through Moses. And Moses relayed these words to the people of God, warning them, because after God had delivered them from Egypt, from the land of bondage, where there was so much abomination and so much pollution and profanity, oh, God delivered his people out of that land of bondage. And God brought them out so that they would be his people. He wanted to be a God to them. And he wanted them to be holy, praise the Lord. He wanted them to put away everything that was abominable. And that word being detestable, despicable, gross, something that's polluted, defiled. God wanted his people to be a clean people. And when someone is holy, that word indicates dedicated or consecrated to God or a religious purpose set apart to the service of God. And this is what God was calling his people out for. God has called us with a holy calling. Praise the Lord. And because God is holy, he requires us to be holy. Amen. In Leviticus, the 11th chapter, God spoke to his prophet Moses, his servant. God spoke to him, and Moses began to speak to the people. And this is what God required of them. And today, even now, even though we are living in the last days, even though we can see the scriptures being fulfilled and there's iniquity abounding all around us, God is still requiring holiness. Hallelujah. God wants a holy people. Praise the Lord. He said, amen. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Something that is sanctified is set apart or declare holy or consecrated. Amen. In other words, I remember it being explained about sanctification. When you wash your dishes, you set the clean dishes apart from the dirty dishes. And so with God, when he cleans us up, we are set apart for the purpose of God, to be used by God. God wants us to be holy, clean vessels, that he may dwell inside and that he may use us. Because what's happening now, if you look around you, you can see that people are becoming more wicked than ever. People are defiled. People are doing abominable things, things that are detestable unto God. Hallelujah. But Apostle Paul began to speak to the church at Rome and more or less began to plead with them, saying, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. They present your body so that God can dwell there, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. We can't go by what we think is acceptable, but we have to go by the commandments of God, because only what God requires counts. What we think we should do does not count. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean anything, but we must live up to God's standards. God sent Jesus to the world to take away the sins of the world. He sent Jesus to clean us up with his precious blood that was shed on the cross for the remission of sins. God sent Jesus, hallelujah, to reconcile us back to him, because it is yes. The sin and being defiled is what separated us from God. Glory to God. But because of Jesus, hallelujah, we've been redeemed and now reconciled to our God. And so God is requiring us to be holy. Hallelujah. He has called us with a holy calling. And Brother Peter, Apostle Peter, he began to say, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. In this passage of scripture, the word conversation refers to your lifestyle, your way of living. In all manner of conversation, be holy, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. So many people want to claim to be, belong to God, or to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, but they don't to deny themselves. They don't want to put away abomination. They don't want to turn from their sins, but they want to name Amen. The name of Christ. But if mm-hmm. you want to name the name of Christ, the Bible says, depart from iniquity. Everyone yes. that names the name of Christ, depart from iniquity. Walk mm-hmm. away from your sins. Repent of all wrongdoing. Walk away from the world. Turn from the world. Hallelujah. And in Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. But we must be transformed. Hallelujah. Don't pattern after the world. Don't go the way society says you can go, but go the way God says go, and that is the holy way. Amen. God's way is the only way. Praise be to God. God is truly requiring us to be holy. So put away everything that you know God is not pleased with. Put it away. Glory to God. Turn from it and be holy as God is
calling you to be holy. Amen. You might have been running away from the work of God, from the will of God, knowing that God is calling you to live a holy life. But you've been running and trying to go your own way and do your own thing, but it's not going to work. Hallelujah. Because God is in control, and you cannot hide from God. You can run, yes, cannot hide from God. And anytime God has a calling on your life, you might find that you run into trouble here and there on every side. It just seems like every time you are pressing, something happens, knock you back. Oh, my Lord. And sometimes that's God trying to get your attention. That's God being merciful to you and reaching out to you and striving with you. Because the Spirit of God shall not always strive with man. But while God is striving with you, come and allow him to make you over. God will purify you. He will clean you up. He will wash you and purge you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. When something is transformed, it is made thorough or dramatically changed in form, appearance, or character. Converted, changed. Hallelujah. We used to look at something called Transformers. That was a cartoon. And they would change from one form to a different form altogether. And in the same manner, you might be of one character, a sinful character. You might be a certain way, and you may have a certain thought pattern. But when you are transformed with a renewed mind, you are no longer conformed to the world or patterned after the world, but you are transformed and become conformed to the image of God's Son. You become a disciple of Jesus Christ, learning how to live holy every day, walking in the newness of life. Hallelujah. Be ye holy. God said, for I am holy. And when we present our bodies a living sacrifice, God will manifest himself through us. God will speak through us. Hallelujah. God will work through us. But he's calling us to be holy. He's requiring us to be holy. So tonight, you ought to draw nigh to him. You ought to get a little closer to the Lord. If you've strayed away, it's time to turn and come on back to the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes people feel like this way of holiness is too strict. But you haven't really seen strictness yet until you stand before God in the day of judgment. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. You're going to give account of every deed you've done in your body, whether it be good or bad. You're going to be judged in front of that great white throne. Hallelujah. And in that day, oh, hallelujah, whatever state you're in, that's how you're going to remain. If you're unclean, you're going to remain unclean. If you're holy, you're going to remain holy. Oh, glory to God. But when the Lord appears, he's coming, and his reward is with him to give to every man according as his works shall be. Glory to God. So don't be found out of the will of God. Don't be found in a place in a valley of decisions, but make up your mind this night that you're going to present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And this is not something that we are doing that's going out of our way to do. This is our reasonable service. This is what God requires of us. So it's not something extra that we are doing. Glory to God, our reasonable service. It is our service unto the Lord. It's our dedication, man, our presentation of our own body to be used by God. And what does God want to do with us as being holy children? God wants to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. That's what he wants to do in us. But we have to get out of the way. We have to deny ourselves. Praise the Lord. And continue to strive for holiness. Strive to be what God wants you to be. Don't just get to a certain place and say, okay, well, I'm all right now. No. Striving every day. This is daily. We have to take up our cross daily and follow Christ. Amen. Every day, let us take up our cross and follow him. Amen. I thank God for the word of God. And I pray that you have gained something from the word tonight. And I encourage you to seek the Lord while he may be found. I encourage you to call upon him while he is near. You might have been laboring and ministering for the Lord, but sometimes we have a higher calling and we need to heed that call. The Lord wants to elevate us. The Lord wants to increase our ministry. The Lord wants to use us in a different capacity. So let us avail ourselves and allow God to use us however he wants to use us. Because don't get in the way of God using you. Don't look at your abilities or lack thereof, because God can do anything he wants to do with anybody. Hallelujah. God, he can do all things, and there is nothing too hard for God. So don't get in the way of God having his way in your life, because God wants to use you. God is calling you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let's go to the Lord in prayer. If you need an answer tonight, maybe you've been wondering what it is that God wants you to do or what work the Lord has assigned to you and you're not sure what you should do. Let me tell you, God will give you direction. God will show you what he wants you to do. Praise the Lord. If you don't know the Lord in the departing of your sin, all you have to do is repent right now and ask the Lord to forgive your sins and to take away your sins. Praise the Lord. And he will sanctify you. He'll clean you up, purify you on the inside, and he will fill your soul with the Holy Ghost. Amen. He will fill you with his word. Glory to God. And God will use you for his service. Will you give him a chance? Will you try God just one time? Hallelujah. I want you to know all it takes is one time.
and you will know without a doubt that God is real and that God can do everything. All it takes is one time. So at this time, if you have a prayer request, if you desire anything of the Lord, just believe God tonight and just make up your mind to be holy, because this is what God requires. So we're going to God in prayer. Let's put our minds on him right now. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you right now and we humble ourselves before you. Oh God, we ask for mercy. Lord, we thank you for your word tonight, and we ask you, oh God, to help us. Help us, Lord, to be holy as you require us to be. Help us, Lord God, to put aside every abomination, everything that you're not pleased with. And Lord, forgive us. Take it away from us right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call on you for help tonight. We ask you, Lord, to stop by here for just a little while, my God, and manifest yourself. Oh, Lord, look on all of those who are listening to this broadcast tonight. Let a special blessing come upon them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, remember those who have repented in their heart this night and made up their minds that they're going to accept you as their personal Savior. Oh, God, we ask you will look upon them specially. Oh, my God, touch their hearts, their minds, and their souls. Save them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and prepare them for a work for you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, that you will remember those who are sick in their bodies, Lord, who have afflictions and desire to be made whole. Lord God, you have the power to do everything. And we pray for healing, oh, Lord God, and restoration of health, mentally, physically, and naturally. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, move a mighty way, Lord, and make whole right now. Raise up the sick off the sick dead, Lord God. Work a miracle in their lives. If they've committed any sins or done anything wrong, Lord, let it be forgiven. And, Lord God, take it away from them. Blot it out right now in the name of Jesus. And, my God, we ask that you will please look on the bereaved families tonight. My God, give them comfort. Give them consolation. Lord, please be close to them at this difficult time. Have mercy upon them in the name of Jesus. Remember your people everywhere, oh God. All the members of the body of Christ, one by one and name by name, we pray, God, that you will bless, that you will strengthen, that you will encourage, that you will uplift in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let heavy burdens be lifted right now. Oh, Lord, encourage your people. Help us, Lord, to do your will. Help us, oh God, to be holy as you require us to be. We believe it right now, Lord God, and we count it done, and we give you thanks. We thank you tonight, Lord, for your touch. We thank you for your mighty word, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your healing power. We thank you, Lord, for encouragement tonight. We thank you, oh God, for doors being open and a way being made. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the miracles, Lord. We thank you for everything you've done, Lord God, and all of those who are on the prayer list. We thank you for answering their prayers. And, Lord God, for granting their petitions. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, oh God, and we believe you, and we count it as done
and we praise your name. Oh, Lord, we ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At this time, the broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. She was saying God requires holiness, and she was encouraging us to be transformed, and she began to speak about being holy and what that means, set apart for the service of the Lord. And she said, because God, he's holy, he requires us to be holy. In order to be used, we have to be sanctified. We have to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And this is our reasonable service. We're not overdoing it. She said, we're not doing too much if we present ourselves like this. It's reasonable. It's fair. I enjoy the word of God, and I enjoy the prayer. I want to say again, so I'm going to keep on preaching the word of God, and if any other clergy members are on the line, you are certainly welcome to dial, or if you're not on the line yet, you're welcome to dial in to have remarks, and right, I'm going to go ahead and give Janice Maybell an opportunity to have remarks. God bless Janice May.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that word coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen. She was explaining, teaching, and preaching and letting us know the requirement of God. And his requirement is that we be holy. That's the only way that we'll be able to make it into the kingdom of God. There is no other way. Regardless of what Satan says and what people try to tell you, you don't have to be holy, you don't have to do this, you know. Whatever God requires of us, that is what we must do. There's no getting around it. There's no getting by. We must come in through the door, and that is the way of holiness. I thank the Lord for that word on tonight, and I want to encourage you, Evangelist Hameen, to continue preaching the word of God, because that is what's needed today, the word of God. Not talking about ourselves and how we could do this and how we can do that and how high you can, and how long you can dance or how loud you can preach. So that's not it. We got to be holy. When it's all said and done, we get finished singing, preaching, dancing, praying, whatever. It's got to be holy. I thank the Lord for that word tonight. That's what brought me into the Lord. I heard that same gospel that was being preached when I went to the church, and it was telling me that I had to be holy. You see, I thought I was Baptist, and I thought I was okay. But I found out through that word, through hearing the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I found out I was not Baptist, and I had to fall on my knees and pray and seek the Lord in order to get the Holy Ghost and to be holy like the Lord said. And I just thank God for his word. And it's that same word that it took for us to get saved. It's going to be that same word that takes. So we thank God for that word. People are going to and fro looking for the word of God. They want to hear the word of God. They're going different places, tuning in to different broadcasts, because they want to hear the word. And this is what this broadcast is about, preaching the word of God. We got to be holy. There is no other way. God bless you. Take the word of God in, and you can live thereby. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming to Evangelist Maybell. Any other clergy are not on the line at this time. We're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Tommy. God bless you, Evangelist Tommy.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful remarks. Just thank God for the beautiful job done by Dr. Khadija. I mean, being the host, and also thank God for Evangelist May being the co-host, always faithful and supportive and always praying for us. We thank God for you, Evangelist May, and we thank God for all of our listeners, for your prayers and your support. We just thank God for this broadcast. The Lord has truly blessed in a great way, and you all, your prayers and your support has meant so much and has helped me and encouraged me. And I have a special petition before the Lord that I'd like for you to pray along with me. I'm petitioning the Lord for something special, and I'm asking for your prayers. Amen. I just thank the Lord once again for blessing us, and we welcome you at any time to come on the broadcast with us. If the Lord lays something on your heart and you want to share it, you are welcome to come on this broadcast and share it. If you want to come on the broadcast and make a special prayer request, you're welcome to do so. And we extend the invitation to any listener, and you can spread the word to anyone. If you have a special prayer request, just let us know, and we'll pray for you right on this broadcast. Amen. Because this is what it's about. Prayer works. This is the Prayer Works Ministry. Amen. So be encouraged, because prayer truly does work. Amen. So we thank God for all things. Any other words or announcements, anything that we didn't cover that we need to say before we close out? If not, we just thank the Lord once again, and we look forward to you tuning in with us once again on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. Until then, may the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.